What's up, everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle. Today, wanted to do a short podcast about perseverance and doing the work and sticking to the big goals, dreams, and outcomes that you want in your life, and not straying from the plan. No matter what, if it is truly something that you really want and that you want to make a reality in your life. I had a friend of mine and one of my coaches for over about 2.5 years in the sport of weightlifting. His name is Tom Stroka. He's the owner now currently of Big Shoulders CrossFit in the Chicago, Illinois area. And I started coaching, working with Tom, or I wasn't coaching Tom, but he was my coach as a weightlifting coach, programming my workouts and coaching me and teaching me and guiding me in the sport of weightlifting since about November of 2013 basically about a month ago, and saw the progression that he has gone through in that time period. At the time, Tom was a weightlifter for a team called MDUSA. MDUSA was a company that sold bars, weights, gym equipment, kind of geared towards CrossFit gyms as well as the sport of weightlifting, and he was on this team, this weightlifting team sponsored by MDUSA, for ultimately weightlifting athletes that were aspiring to be in one day on the Olympic team for USA. And so at the time he was well over 300 pounds. He was a heavyweight weightlifter on the team, and through those 2.5 years, as life happens, it left team MDUSA, and also at that time there was a sport that was created and came out, kind of a branch off of CrossFit, called the Grid League. And the Grid League specializes, it's a team sport, and a lot of the movements, I guess, are similar to CrossFit, but really, I'm sure if you talk to many Grid League athletes, they'd probably say that it's really nothing like CrossFit, but a lot of the movements are similar to what you would see in a CrossFit workout, but they have specialists, so they have people on the team that are good at certain aspects, so you'll have somebody like Tom that's a really strong and really good in specific lifts, like the lifts and that you find in the sport of weightlifting, the snatch and the clean and jerk. From what I understand, in the Grid League, there are different, essentially set events or workouts that you can choose to train for and really become good at. Be efficient and be effective and specialize in. And so Tom, when the sport first came out, I believe tried out and wasn't able to try out, but had it in his mind that he wanted to become a professional Grid League athlete. And there's these amateur leagues that kind of have spun off or are a part, kind of like a minor leagues, just like you would have in the NFL or in the Major League Baseball, or they have the D League and NBA, and so he was told and given some guidance and some feedback on what he needed to do if he truly wanted to become a pro Grid League athlete and get drafted by one of the 8 professional Grid League teams. And so this is all happened over the last year and a half to 2 years, where he really started to to lose weight, was told that he needed to lose a bunch of weight. And I'm sure he wanted to lose some weight to become healthier as well. But really to see the transformation and the dedication that he has had, and keeping the clear focus in mind the whole time that he wasn't going to be stopped from getting drafted, and seeing his dream or goal of becoming a pro athlete on one of these grid teams a reality. And so he took that advice, that feedback, that criticism, whatever you want to call it, and went to work. So he went to work. He dialed in his nutrition. He continued to work, all the while building a new and successful CrossFit business, all the while continuing to coach his online weightlifting team as well, all the while moving across the country, all the while supporting his wife in moving as well, and finding a new job, and being a husband, and truly what we talk about here all the time, leading a legacy lifestyle, truly having it all in all areas of life. And the process, and for me as a spectator and a friend watching and seeing this transformation as an athlete, but also as a man and a business owner, it's been fun to watch. It's always exciting to see someone that has this big target or outcome in mind, and they actually go to work, they do the work necessary and required, they acquire the skills and the fundamentals that they need, that they didn't have at the beginning, that they were told that they need to become proficient at, so that they can make that dream a reality. And so yesterday Tom was drafted by the New York Rhinos, which is one of the teams in the Professional Grid League. And which is obviously an exciting and awesome and amazing day for Tom and his wife and those closest to him. And it's just a true testament that if you really, truly set out to achieve something, and in this case, something that was really big, audacious, hairy, a little bit scary, there was no guarantees that it was going to happen. He could have quit at any time. He could have thrown in the towel, made excuses that he needed to focus on his business, that he needed to focus on his online weightlifting team, that he needed to focus on his wife. All valid and good reasons why you would not continue to pursue something that you said that you were going to do. But he didn't. He continued to do all those things. He continued to excel in all those areas, and he continued to put in the work on a daily basis. He would post videos every day. He does post videos just about every day in his training and the progressions that he's making, and not only his core lifts and his core strengths and in the areas that he is strong and extremely proficient at, and to continue to hone and make those better, but he also continued to build new skills and fundamentals that he would need as well in this sport. And it just goes to show you that if you truly want something, like you truly want it, like you are going to do whatever it takes to make it happen, and you're not going to stop until it happens. Like I said, this was over a year and a half to 2 years. Now, in the big scheme of things, when we're looking back on life later on, a few years doesn't seem like a lot. But in that time, in that moment, especially nowadays, you have people and athletes or people in business that get excited in the beginning because they see some early results. But then once those early results start to plateau off or level off or fade, and they realize how much work and how much time is really required to get them to where they want to be, they quit. They start to make excuses. They start to blame other people, everyone except for themselves, and are not willing to put in the time and the effort, the energy to realize those goals, dreams, aspirations that they had for themselves. And now I said over the last year and a half to 2 years for Tom, but in reality, I mean, he has been in
almost extensively full time over, and he might even correct me on this, but for over the past 4 to 5 years, maybe even 6, dedicating almost full time, or if not full time, to the sport of weightlifting, which was preparing him to get to this point yesterday where he was able to finally make it onto a professional grid league team, something that he had set out and wanted to do 1.5 to 2 years ago. So where in your life, in all areas of your life, where is it in your marriage, in your fitness, in your business, spiritually, where are there some things that you've said that you wanted that you've not necessarily been willing to commit to doing so? And think for a second, what if you truly committed, did the work on a daily basis, little bit by little bit, each and every day, got home a little bit earlier so that you could be there for your wife, got home a little bit earlier so that you could spend a little more time with your kids, left your phone in your car so that you wouldn't be tempted to grab it and be on Facebook or be online while you're spending time with your family, got to work just a little bit early so that you could get clear and focused and energized and really set out a plan so that you'd be structured and ready to take on your day and truly make some big steps in your business instead of just kind of going into your business each and every day with no real clear plan, but just reacting to fires as they pop up, putting out fires as they arise. Where in your life is there something that you really want but been scared to commit to doing it? And what would happen if, like Tom Shroka, you got it in your head that you were going to make this a reality, or you were going to do everything possible within your power to give it all that you had, knowing that if it didn't become reality, that you left nothing on the table? So to see someone that I know realize something that I know that they put in their heart and soul into, that they dedicated themselves to and committed to and made it reality, I couldn't be prouder. I couldn't be more excited. And so congratulations, Tom. And I look forward to watching you compete and to grow into that as the work is also probably really just beginning. And encourage any of you else out here listening that you do the same thing. If there's something that you truly want in life, commit to it and make it happen. Make it a reality by doing the work every single day. Not trying to hit home runs each day, but just trying to get a little bit better. So I love you guys. I know you guys. Appreciate you guys for listening and being here each and every single day to get a little guidance or boost or to hear what it is that I have on my mind. And hope that I can help you just a little bit to continue to improve and grow and expand in your life and to build this legacy lifestyle that we talk about. So I hope that you guys have a great day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.